Chapter 11. Heroes. Dylan can't believe it.
Tom and I are idiots,
he thinks.
We imagined everything. I must tell Tom. He mustn't call the police.
But he hasn't got time to call Tom. The van is now at the port and a police car appears. A policeman shouts on a megaphone.
Stop!
He says. The van moves to the side of the road and stops.
Now come out and put your hands up,
says the policeman. Somebody opens the back of the van. Tom's outside with his father and a policewoman.
Are you okay, Dylan?
Asks Tom. He's very worried. The officer jumps into the van and looks at the statue on the floor. She calls the policeman to come and look.
Look at this. This statue is from the museum.
I don't understand,
says Tom.
What happened to the bodies?
There weren't any bodies,
says Dylan.
It was all a stupid mistake.
The policewoman looks inside the two boxes.
There are 9 missing statues from museums around the country, she says. I think we've got them all here.
So the men aren't murderers, but they are thieves,
says Dylan.
Yes, they are,
says the police officer.
And now we can stop them, thanks to you boys.
She reads a label on the box. There's a name and address on it.
To Miss Anna Marconi, 35 Santa Lucia Street, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil.
Anna is the name of the woman from the restaurant,
says Dylan.
You're right,
says Tom.
She was with the murderers, I mean the thieves. They showed her the statues. Now, the thieves want to send the statues to her in Brazil.
Well, they can't,
says the police officer.
The statues must return to their museums, and the thieves and Miss Marconi must go to prison. You boys helped us a lot. Congratulations, boys. You're heroes.
Dylan tries to leave the van. His foot touches the statue on the floor.
Ugh! You touched a dead body!
Shouts Tom with a smile on his face. Dylan jumps back frightened.
Oh, yes! A real hero!
Says Tom. The boys laugh about this all day.
I think we read too many murder stories,
says Dylan.